onto the farm, into your very sleeping rooms, and that you do not have to wait until tomorrow before you can find out about the power and helpfulness of Christ's religion. We want you to have to feel that religion is part of your lives and that it is meant to be a help to you from day to day. We hope to have you feel that the religious services that we have you attend here are not burdens, but that it is a privilege, greatly to be desired, to come to these meetings and into the prayer meetings of the various societies on the ground and there commune, not in a far-off imaginary way, but in a humble and intimate way. We want you to feel that religion is something to make you happier, brighter, and more hopeful, not something to make you go about with long, solemn faces. We want you to learn, if you do not already know, that in order to be Christ-like, one does not have to be unnatural. Then we want you to have to learn to govern your actions, not alone for the sake of the result which they will have upon yourself and those who are near and dear to you, but for the sake of your influence upon all with whom you come in contact. Your life here will be largely wasted, I am tempted to say, wholly wasted, if you fail to learn that higher, broader, and far more important lesson of your relations to your fellow students and to all the persons by whom you are going to be daily surrounded.